Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. All right, time for a quick fit tip on failure. Failure is one of those words that, when it comes to exercise, is essentially generally a good thing. Sometimes. So that is the focus of today's quick fit tip. And we are going to specifically discuss muscular failure versus technical failure. Okay, so quite often for many of you whose goal it is to look better, feel better, live longer, be injury-free, play your sports a little better, all of the above, there are the recommendations of 1 to 3 sets, 10 to 15 repetitions, somewhere in that range where the last few repetitions are difficult without losing proper form, right? And that plays into the overload principle that I've talked about in prior podcasts. That is how the muscle changes. You need to overload the system. Overload your muscle fibers. Create those tiny micro tears in the muscle fibers that, when they repair themselves, when you rest, and that's why rest is so important, you get stronger and the muscles get bigger. It is pretty much that simple. So, failure is good when we are talking about overloading the muscles, but within reason. And so there is a difference between muscular failure and technical failure. And I frequently say, my job is to get you the greatest results in the shortest amount of time with the least likelihood of injury. And that comes into play in today's topic. Yes, we want the muscles to overload. And another way to put that is failure, right? But the crucial part of that advice, recommendation, without losing proper form, is essentially the definition of technical failure. And this is why I am such a stickler for form. Now, any of you who are listening, who are power lifters, who are trying to get your max lift, your max bench press, your max deadlift, your max, you name it, squat, this doesn't really apply to you, but it still kind of does. And I was watching a cringe-worthy YouTube video of someone who actually violated both of these, which I was going to say is hard to do. It's not, but it took my breath away. And it was a person deadlifting over 500 pounds with the worst form possible. The most rounded back, just technical failure, and didn't get it, by the way. That's the muscular failure. So technically failed horrifically and failed muscularly as well. So even though I'm not really speaking to those people who are going with heavy amounts of weight, it's part of the discussion. Technical failure happens for most people before muscular failure. In other words, you lose that good form before the muscle fails, before you can't do another repetition. I could get into the Golgi tendon organ, which is a phenomenal topic for another day, but really quickly, your body is so smart. It has this organ that when you are doing something like a max bench press and the body basically says, this organ senses that it's too much weight, it relaxes the muscles and the weight drops. You fail. It's a protective mechanism that can be overridden with things like performance-enhancing drugs. But that's how smart the body is. But it doesn't mean you can't screw up and lift weights that are too heavy with improper form. And the problem is that when you lift heavy weights and you have technical failure, the room for error is so little. The heavier the weight, the more likely you are going to injure yourself with bad form. And And it's not always right away, depending on the exercise you're doing and the type of technical failure. And this is why I often talk about the lower back and the analogy with a credit card. You bend it, you bend it, you bend it, you bend it. Bad form, and maybe using weight you shouldn't quite often. Doesn't fail right away. And you generally don't hurt it during the exercise session itself. It takes hundreds and hundreds of bad repetitions before one day you bend over to tie your shoes and your back goes out. And so we want to stop exercising, stop an exercise before that first repetition that is improper. And that's why I did the episode on why I don't do AMRAP. Now, I understand when and where and why some people will do it. I get it. Not for me, especially not at 52. As many reps as possible says to me, if I'm doing push-ups, let me activate as few muscle fibers as possible so I can do the most repetitions. It's not let me engage the most so I get the most out of each repetition. Let me engage the least so I can do the most repetitions. Time and a place if I'm doing a contest. I don't do contests for that reason. Don't need to. Doesn't play into my goals. But there is muscular failure. There is technical failure. And as I said, really important point is that technical failure is where we want to stop. When your form is compromised, and ideally before, now this is hard. This is why the more you lift weights, the more you know your body, the more you know exactly what that movement is supposed to be like. Ideally, you do what? You stop before that bad repetition. And let me finish up with this because I'm going to keep it a quick fit tip. Just did the episode on why I like a 6-second rep. And that ties into why I like using moderate weights slower. This issue of technical versus muscular is greatly diminished, not eliminated, greatly diminished. I'm doing a repetition slowly, and all of a sudden I go, I can't do it. I'm done. The faster I go, the heavier I go, the more ballistic, the more explosive, the greater the likelihood of injury, of technical failure and muscular failure happening in a way we don't want. Say it one final time, sports specific, you know, you're training, you're high level, that's different, but it still doesn't matter. You don't want to get injured, do you? You just have to be that much smarter, that much more knowledgeable about what you're doing. But for the vast majority of people who are listening to the show, we stop at technical failure. When our form starts to go, not is gone, not that final rep, which, oh my gosh, did I just throw out my back or tear something in my shoulder? And I'll leave you with this, actually. Just ran into a friend who used to lift super heavy when I owned the gym. He was a member. Friend from high school, he's having his shoulder done. And he was in serious pain. I haven't seen him in years. And he said, you know, I really wish I hadn't lifted as heavy as I did back in the day. And I remember watching him lift and seeing what he was doing, and it wasn't for a sport. It's later in life. And I get it. I understand why people want to lift heavy. I did it back in the day when I was bodybuilding and doing things like that. But you have to be smart about it. And I said to him, it's kind of like looking back at an old picture and saying, wow, that haircut was bad. Yeah, hindsight is 20/20. But I don't want you to get hurt. I want you to be smart about your workouts. This is our one body, people. We want to take as good care of it as we can. I want to compete. I want to push ourselves. Yeah, I do, you know, these Ironmans and ultras and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I want to be injury free. I don't care about any of the other stuff. I don't want to be in pain. Because it doesn't matter how good we look or what we weigh or how fast we can go if we're in pain. So technical failure before muscular failure for the vast majority of us. All right. And that's it. I kept it under 10 minutes. Look at that. Thank you for listening. I'm Tom Holland. If you want to reach out, love to hear from you. Questions, comments, Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com as well. Email me through the site. Please follow the show if you can, where you listen, comment, rate all of those fun things that are super helpful. And thank you for doing that. My most recent book is The Micro Workout Plan. Okay, I have a goal. For those of you who have read it, I'll throw it out there again. I'm up to like 70 some odd reviews. Super helpful. Working on my next book. If you've read it and you enjoy it and you have 2 seconds to review it, greatly appreciate it on Amazon. So thank you to all of those who have done that already. I appreciate it. And if you don't have it, it's really helpful. The Micro Workout Plan. My goal is to bring you the greatest, best, most recent, most applicable information so you can live your best life. No biases other than helping you do just that. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.